Well, let's start. Lesson 7, consonant sounds, fricatives. The first group of consonant sounds we will look at are called fricative sounds. This is because they are made by friction. Friction is produced when air passes over our tongue, teeth, or lips, or a combination of these obstacles. The sounds that we will look at are the TH sounds, the V sound, and the SH sound. The TH sounds. Many Asian languages don't have these sounds, and so you may have some difficulty pronouncing them. The TH sounds are represented by two symbols, which you can see in the script. Th as in thin, and th as in the. To make the th sound, put the tip of your tongue just between your teeth, a little bit nearer your top front teeth. Now push the air out of your mouth. The movement of air over your tongue and between your teeth makes the sound th, thin. Th is made in the same way. The only difference is that you use your voice to make it. This means that your vocal cords are vibrating to make th. You can feel your vocal cords vibrating. Place your fingertips on your larynx. That's the lump at the front of your neck. Now pronounce th and th alternately. Th, 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 th. Can you feel your vocal cords vibrating when you say th? Also, try putting your fingers in your ears when you say th and th. And you can hear the buzzing of the vibrations in your head when you say th. Try it. Listen to the problems these speakers have in pronouncing these sounds.
When did you come to Australia, David?
On the 7th of July this year.
Did you notice how the in this sounded like duh, dis? Also, link up would have helped this speaker to say seventh more easily. Repeat. On the 7th of July this year. 7th of. On the 7th of July this year. Listen again to another speaker.
July and 11th this year.
He also says duh for th, and also has problems with the ending of 11th. Repeat. July the 11th this year. July the 11th this year. Notice that when we say 11th and this together, we only need to make one TH sound, th. The th sound at the end of 11th is swallowed up by the th sound at the beginning of this. The v sound. This is another fricative which you may find difficult. It is produced in the same way as but is unvoiced and v is voiced. Place your front teeth lightly on your lower lip and push the air out through your mouth. This is Now vibrate your vocal cords to produce mm. Remember to keep your teeth on your lower lip. If you don't, you may say w instead of v, vowel instead of vowel. The last fricative sound we will practice is sh, as in she. The symbol for sh is in your script. To make this sound, the most important thing to remember is to push out your lips or make them round. But don't push them out too much. If you make the sound and then the sh sound, you can feel your lips moving outwards. For example, s, see, sh, she, see, she, see, she. Now we're going to listen to a speaker who has difficulty making this sound.
And has it been difficult settling into Australian life?
Well, I should say it's quite difficult.
He pronounces sh as s. Repeat, should. I should say. I should say it's been quite difficult. All of these sounds can occur at the beginning and end of a syllable, and also in combinations with other consonants. We will practice all of these situations in the following dialogue. Listen and underline the sounds th, th, sh, and s. Helen has just had her hair done. She meets Keith. Listen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Love your hair.
Do you?
Looks great. Where'd you get it done?
Flicksnips. You know, in Market Street.
The colours are wild. They sort of clash with your eyes, but go really well with your clothes.
Gee, thanks. I had a bit of trouble deciding what the third colour would be. I mean, the green and the mauve were easy, but the silver took a bit of thinking about.
Wow, it's unreal, it really is. Those spikes.
Yeah, but I wonder what they'll think of it at work on Monday.
Repeat after me. Love. Love your hair. Slick snips. Slick snips in Market Street. The colours are wild. Clash. Sort of. Close. They sort of clash. They sort of clash with your eyes. But go really well with your clothes. With your clothes. Thanks. Gee, thanks. The third colour. What the third colour would be. Mauve. The green and mauve were easy. Silver. Silver. Took a bit of thinking about. But the silver took a bit of thinking about. Those spikes. They'll think. I wonder what they'll think of it. Notice that in spoken English, we usually pronounce the th sound in clothes as s. It's much easier for you to do that as well. Clothes goes well with your clothes.